It's kind of a faraway memory for me. But I was very Mexican once. And I remember going to Chapultepec Park. I must have been about 3 or 4. And if you've ever been to Chapultepec, it's kind of a wild and crazy place. And I remember that there was a dog that had died. And he was under some tunnel. And the kids were all kind of looking at this. I don't know how much of this I'm making up or how much I remember, but the kids were all kind of looking at this thing. And I just remember the kind of the sights and sounds of living not in America, of being in a place where day glow is the norm, and that smells and sights of the pueblo are very strong, very, very strong. The sense of people living outside, that's another thing that you see that sometimes in the hood, but you don't see it on the Upper West Side. People living outside, kids running around, and the pueblo is a place that exists in my heart. And it reminds me of something that maybe I made up. Kids and dogs, dust, weird smells, day glow colors, people hanging outside, dancing, drinking, doing what they do. We don't have that so much here. Kind of a faraway memory for me. But I was very Mexican once. I remember going to Chapultepec Park. I must have been about 3 or 4.
Ubladi.
And
Shubab Shabam.
It's kind of a crazy place. I remember that there was a dog.
It grew to 23.
And he was under some tunnel. Kids were all kind of looking at this. I don't know how much of this I'm making up or how much I remember. The kids were all kind of looking at this thing. And
Silence of the Clams.
And I just remember the kind of the sights and sounds of living.
Uh-oh, better get Mako.
America. Of being in a place where day glow.
This is like
is the,
a cosmic therapy session.
Smells and sights.
I'm scared of what might come out.
The pueblo are very strong.
Not about sure very, about very that strong. Chord. That one's
the
better.
The sense of people living outside.
This one's
that's
best.
Another thing. You see that sometimes in the hood.
I like that one.
But you don't see it on the Upper West Side. People living outside. Kids running around. And the pueblo is a place that exists in my heart. And it reminds me
riffs.
Of something that maybe I made up. Kids and dogs. Weird smells. hanging outside, dancing, drinking, doing what they do. We don't have that so much here. It's been that time. It happens. It happens when you reach a certain age.
I remember going to church.
This was a rough year.
Must have been about three or four.
About four or five peoples that I know made the transition.
Bob Chabane.
And it was weird at first. Out of the clear blue sky, man, just people started getting these text messages, email posts, Facebook posts, emails. This one's gone, that one's gone.
I don't know.
It's just the strangest thing because it just seemed to happen out of the blue. And people, did you know peripherally sometimes go
clams?
And I just remember.
But then people you love start going.
Uh-oh, better get makeup.
And it's frightening. This was the time
being in the
where I really started to think about it, especially after my friend Jan fell
therapy session
down the subway stairs.
I'm scared of what might come out.
And departed. Out of the blue.
Very
clear.
Not out of the blue. Sure about that chord.
And I just always thought Jan was invincible and just
people
a pillar.
Inside. This one's best.
A pillar. A fucking pillar.
Sometimes in the hood.
I like that one. But I guess he wasn't.
You see it on the Upper West Side.
And the thing that happens is, I guess,
kids running around. And,
it's an epiphany because
the
you.
The Pueblo is a place that exists in my heart.
You realize that you're okay. It's okay. It's cool. Completely cool. That you're part of
rips.
A continuum.
Hello.
And that that continuum doesn't have a start and stop point. It's just, you're here for a minute. And you gotta do what you gotta do. That's the way I feel now. But then that kind of gives me a lot of comfort, man. You gotta do what you gotta do. And that's all right. That's okay. I think I'm okay. Yeah, there's a couple of songs. Did I cue? There's a couple of songs.
It happens.
That I adore from growing up.
Certain age.
The couple of those, the Bob Dylan line. Whom do you serve? It may be the Lord, it may be the devil, but you got to serve somebody.
Made the transition.
That's a kind of an amazing piece of profound, deep wisdom. And then
the other one, man, just people started
that I grew up with was
starting getting these
the Rolling Stones
text messages, email posts.
This one I hated,
Facebook posts,
but it was
emails.
Such a good melody.
This one's gone now,
that
one's gone.
I couldn't help myself. It says, "You can't always get what you want."
Out of the blue,
and then as if to make it worse, they repeated, "You can't always get what you want." But if you try sometimes,
people you love start going.
You get what you need.
Uh-oh, better get makeup.
And so at some point in my, I guess it was in my 30s.
This was the time.
I started thinking about why are you a musician?
After my friend Jan fell.
Why are you
down the subway
a composer, a pianist? What's the point of it? You're no longer a young lion.
Out of the blue.
And you're too young to be a legend.
And
so what's the point?
Jan was invincible and just
it's really when I started thinking these things that I started going through the process of saying there is a bigger purpose
but I guess he wasn't
in all of this in what I do.
And the thing that
and I started thinking about music
I guess
and about
what it does and how it works and who I am to have the balls to take part in that experiment.
That you're okay. It's okay.
And I started thinking about the purpose of it and what it does and giving continuum, making some sort of service,
continuum,
some sort of offering to the universe. To the world, making points, using music in a pragmatic way to change the lives
for a minute
of people around you.
And you got to do what you got to do.
It's not just mambo.
That's the way I feel now, but then that kind of gives me a lot of comfort.
It's not just fugues.
You got to do it.
The things that we have are tools that are given to us.
I think I'm okay
to do bigger things with, and that's a big part of my mission. That's a big part of who I am. Oh, eight. There's a couple of songs.
It happens.
Oh, I know it is.
Adore from growing up.
The other part of being an artist, Bob, is that you play this daily screwed up battle with yourself that I think is a bit. Because in order to be a performer, especially, you got to have this.
And then
you gotta have a serious ego.
The other one,
man, just people started.
You gotta get up in front of people and just
the rolling
let go of your fear. And
this one I hate.
Fear of failure. Fear
of such a good melody.
This one's gone. Now.
That I
that's some hard shit. Couldn't help myself. It's just,
some hard stuff.
You can't always get just what you
and,
want.
And
out of the blue.
So that
and then if to
the
make
art
it worse,
beckons
repeat, you
to put yourself aside
what you want.
But the art beckons you to be bold.
If you try sometimes.
Sometimes even hypocritical.
Trust. You get what you need.
Uh-oh. So what do you do?
And so at some point in
what,
my
are you a shill for?
This was in my 30s.
This was the time.
The larger understanding
are you a musician?
Friend Jan,
why are you? Are you your press release?
Pianist? What's the
is your publicist?
I know
speed
longer
dial.
Lion.
Out of the blue.
Ooh. Or are you thinking about something more profound?
And,
so what's the point?
Jan was invincible.
Art has to connect you, and it has to have a purpose. It has to have something.
Through the process,
and you have to be.
Is a
and this is what happened. I swear, this is what happened
in all of this.
I stopped
in what I do
trying to write.
And the thing.
And I started thinking about music that was
and about what it does and how it works
really different
who,
or really
who I am
abstract. And I started writing music that I thought served itself that kind of created its own
the purpose
its own vessel
it,
what it does and its own vehicle
giving
continuum
making
and
some
yes
sort of
service I did use tonic
some
chords
sort of offering to the universe.
To the world, without alterations,
points, using music in a pragmatic way
and
to change
in
your lives.
No particular inversion
around you, and you got to do what you.
So I guess
do.
Not just mom
that
the tools
gives me a lot of comfort.
It's not just
never
fuse.
Really change.
It's your usage of them, and that got me thinking.
Given to us, I think I'm okay
to do bigger things with
small.
They're small tools.
The ones
machine.
Who use tiny things, and we connect them. We make them bigger.
Oh, eight.
There's a couple
but of
course.
Songs.
It happens.
Oh, I know it is.
Adore from growing up.
The other part of being an artist, Bob, is that you play this daily screwed up battle
the Lord
with yourself
devil, but you gotta serve somebody.
That I think is
made the
a bit.
About you, man.
Because in order to be a performer, especially,
wisdom,
you got to have this.
And then
you gotta have a serious ego.
The other one, man, just people started.
You gotta get up in front of people and just
the
let go of your fear. And
this one I hate.
Fear of failure. Fear
but
of
it was such a good melody.
This one's gone.
That I
that's some hard shit.
Couldn't
man.
Help myself. It's just,
some hard stuff.
You can't always get just what you
and,
want.
And
out of the blue.
So that
and then if to
the
make
art
it worse,
beckons
repeat,
you
can't
to put yourself
get
aside
what you want.
But the art beckons you to be bold.
If you try sometimes.
Sometimes even hypocritical.
You get what you need.
So what do you do?
And so at some point in
what
my
are you a shill for?
This was in my 30s.
This was the time. larger understanding? Are you a musician? Or are you your press release? Is your publicist on your speed dial? Or are you thinking about something more profound?
So what's the point?
Art has to connect you. It has to have purpose. It rises. You have to be. And this is what happened. I stopped trying to write.
And the thing,
and I started thinking about music that was, and yet it grounds you.
What it does and how it works.
Really different or really abstract. And I started writing music that I thought served itself. That kind of created its own vessel.
What it does and
its own vehicle.
Giving continuum, making
and
some
yes,
sort of that, service.
I did use tonic
some sort
chords
of offering to the universe,
to the world, without alterations,
points, using music in a pragmatic way
and
to change
in
your lives.
No particular inversion
around you, and you got to do.
So I guess not just mom
that
the tools
kind of gives me a lot of comfort.
It's not just
never
views.
Really change.
It's your usage of
have
and that
our
got
tools
me thinking.
Given to us. To do bigger things with.
Small. They're small tools, the ones who use tiny things. And we connect them. We make them bigger. Oh, eight.
There's a couple of songs.
Miles.
Oh, I know it is. Adore from growing up.
Was a heavy cat.
The other part of being an artist is that you...
Miles was a
screwed up battle
with yourself, the prototype for a kind of artist that,
because in order to be a performer, special
one seeks to be, he didn't,
and then
have a serious ego, play the best trumpet on the planet.
You got to get up in front of people and just
let go. And he tended to surround himself by people whose skills eclipsed his.
That's some hard shit, man. Myself. It's some hard
and
stuff.
Rather than do
what you
and what was easiest,
so that, and then if to
the
make
art
it worse,
beckons for him
to,
put
yourself
to continue
aside
to be famous,
but the art beckons you to be bold.
He tries. He kept changing his game.
The critical, you get what you need.
So what do you do?
And
in what
my, are you a shill?
Befuddled everyone.
In my 30s was
the
larger
the line of Miles' detractors. Stretches. Or
are you
for Miles?
Press release.
Is your publicist on your speed dial? But
or
one thing is for sure,
something more profound.
Miles
what's the point,
was a bad cat.
Art has to connect you.
It
wafts.
It rises. I remember my earliest,
and this is what happens.
Experience.
I stopped in what I do,
trying to write.
Thing that
as a musician
music,
was checking out
does,
Seven Steps to Heaven
different or really who I am abstract I started writing
and
thought served itself that kind
the
of
opening salvo that Miles
own
plays
does, in its own vehicle.
Is a an ascending
and yes
sort
of
line
I did
that
use tonic sort of chords
any number of improvisers would use
without alteration points, using music
and he builds the line and he gets to the point where he's
no
about to hit
around.
The apogee of that
so
moment
I guess not just mom
that the tools, but in a typical Milesian manner he
that got me
defers the landing
to do bigger things
just enough
small.
Just
there's
enough
tools,
the tiniest
tiny things
deferment.
We make them bigger.
And he lands on that note and changed my life. My car, those...
Oh, eight. There's a couple
but
of
cards. My cards are mobile.
Miles.
My plans are flexible. My
cat.
World is topsy-turvy.
Artist,
I thrive on chaos.
Miles was
Those people who are in charge of handling my life will tell you the prototype for a kind of artist is
completely
random and illogical. Nothing ever is where it's supposed to be. I can't find my keys. I can't find my phone. I can't find my wallet.
Play the best trumpet on the planet.
People will scream at me. Say, where?
And he did
your brain.
Surround himself by people whose skills eclipsed his.
But I'm not convinced that I want to find it. I like my cards to be mobile.
And what was easiest,
I like to be for him out there.
Continue to be famous.
But the art beckons you
hanging.
To be bold.
He kept changing
his game.
I can't
stand predictability.
So what do you do?
And I can't deal with any kind of regularity.
Befuddled everyone.
Just
the line,
you know, some people are
detractors.
Really together.
Stretches.
Some people just aren't together. I feel like I'm sometimes really neither.
But
my cards are mobile.
One thing is for sure.
There are days when I forget where I parked the car.
Miles.
It's okay, man.
It's a bad cat.
Because I just take a walk around the block and look for it.
Rise. I remember my earliest.
Sometimes that's the way I plan to be, unplanned. Sometimes I look at my art, my programming, checking out the things that I try to do, I try not to do. I thrive on having a very Cajun view.
The opening salvo
of everything
that Miles plays.
It's all up for grabs anyway. Who knows what's going to happen.
Ascending.
But if you put the elephants, the chorus girls,
would use
without alteration.
The seal
who builds the line,
you throw them all up in
the
air.
Where he's
something's bound
to
turn out right.
Of that moment.
And more often than not,
but in a typical Milesian,
that's how you make art. That's how you progress the game. That's how you do something different and new and sometimes even excellent.
Just enough.
But if you just do what keeps you in the money, and God knows I ain't got none of that,
and change my life,
then, man, you've lost the whole game. Game over. It's funny how
my
love
cards
works.
Are mobile.
Why does the heart love what it loves?
My world is topsy-turvy.
Wow.
I thrive.
It's crazy
chaos.
To try and figure that out. That is crazy.
Those people
crazy
who are in charge
shit.
Of handling my life will tell you the prototype.
I use my cat Hugo as an example.
Because in order to be
Hugo
and illogical.
I loved Hugo. Hugo was a snotty cat. Standoffish.
Play the best trumpet.
And
people will scream.
Not interested in you at all.
Say where?
And he did Hugo did not like to be picked up.
Skills eclipsed his.
But I'm not convinced that I want to find it. Did not like to approach you
to
be mobile.
And what was easy
and was
that,
I like to be prone to hiding from you
out there. Continue to be famous.
But I loved Hugo the cat, and I can't tell you why.
I can't stand predictability.
Hugo,
and I can't deal with any kind of...
I loved Hugo so much I use him in my teaching examples. Just when I teach, you know, the concept of pitch.
Really
together, the idea of shaking Hugo 440 times a second.
Aren't together.
And getting a perfect A.
I feel like I'm sometimes really neither, but... my cards are mobile.
And somehow this sticks with the kids.
I forget where I parked the car.
If you tell them what a
cycle
frequency is,
they walk around the block and
it just it goes right over their heads. They're regurgitated for the exam. But if you tell them that this is Hugo the cat and you draw a picture of Hugo,
sometimes I look at
and you say if you shake Hugo 440 times a second, you're gonna get a perfect A.
Not to do.
Somehow that sticks with them.
I thrive in having a very...
And in a way, it's my way... it's my way of keeping Hugo alive.
It's all up for grabs.
He's been gone, actually, for about three or four years now. And
But if you man, put the heart loves what it loves.
The elephants, the chorus girls,
orange tabby,
the seals.
And he builds the line
and throw all up in the air like a million others, something a million other cats to look like that.
Of that, so I guess
not just but more often than not, but in a typical mild,
you don't. Game, that's rule how you make art. What you love that just happens.
He, that's how you progress the game. That's it how is what you it is. Do something different and new, just and sometimes even excellent.
Just.
But if you just do what keeps you in the money,
lands on that note,
and God knows I ain't got none of that,
and change my life,
then, man, you've lost the whole game. Game over.
'08.
Well,
it's funny how
my
love works. Are
mobile.
Why does the heart
and the final analysis?
My world is topsy-turvy.
Wow. You can't.
I thrive.
It's crazy to try and figure that out. That is crazy.
You can't eat it.
In charge of handling my life will tell you. Prototype.
I use you can't eat
ego as an example.
Because in order to doesn't keep you warm
and illogical.
I loved Hugo.
It doesn't stand off-ish.
Play the best trumpet
and end world hunger.
Not
doesn't
interested in you at all.
Cure cancer.
And he did
Hugo did not like to be picked up. It doesn't cure us of death.
But I'm not convinced that I want to find it.
It doesn't
not
really
like to approach you to be mobile.
Do anything.
What was easy
and
is
was.
I like to be prone to
hiding from you.
It's a good way to spend the time
but
until we're called
the cat.
And on.
I can't tell you why. I can't stand.
But it makes
Hugo
life so worth living.
Deal with any kind of.
I love Hugo so much. I use him in my teaching examples.
It's just there, man.
Just when I teach.
What I love about it
is pitch.
Really
use
together.
Just
the idea
float.
Of shaking Hugo 440 times.
Interacts with the elements.
And getting a perfect
twirls around the room.
Sometimes really neither, but
goes behind the drapes, comes out,
and somehow this
hits you. Sticks with the kids.
I where I parked the car.
Hits you.
You tell
again.
Them what a
okay.
cycle frequency.
You can't hold on to it. You can't touch it.
You
can't stop it.
It goes right over their heads.
Regurgitated for the exam.
And it's even better.
But if you tell them that when you watch it's Hugo the cat and you draw a picture of Hugo.
Sometimes
what the purpose of it is,
you shake Hugo 440 times a second,
you're going to get a perfect A.
Not to do.
But it can
somehow
make me
that
cry.
Sticks with them.
I thrive in having.
And it can make me want to live.
Very
and in a way, it's my way.
So
it's my way of keeping Hugo alive.
It's all up.
Doesn't need to do anything,
actually,
I guess.
For about 3 or 4 years now.
And because as long as it's there. But man, the heart loves what it loves.
The elephants, the chorus girls.
Orange tabby,
the seals,
and he builds the
a reason
line,
cat,
all up in the air,
like a million others, something a million other cats that look like that.
Of that, so I guess not just
but
more
often than not, but in a typical mild,
you don't.
That's
rule
how you make art.
What you love that just happens.
He, that's how you progress the game.
Different.
That's
it
how
is what
you
it is.
Do something different and new, and sometimes even excellent.
Just
enough.
But if you just do what keeps you
in the money.
On that note,
and God knows I ain't got none of that.
And change my life.
Then, man, you've lost the whole game. Game over.